For Thursday, the 5th of April, 2018, this is the Botox Games, episode 75. So today, I got Wipeout Omega Collection going. As I mentioned yesterday, it hadn't finished downloading the patch, so I had to wait a day for that. Jumped into that. I did maybe four or five races, something like that. It's definitely a lot more fun than playing regular Wipeout. I've never really been a Wipeout person. I didn't have a PS1 until, well, pretty far into the PS2's life cycle, so I got it just for Dance Dance Revolution. Back then, and so I was never a Wipeout guy. I didn't get into it later on. I had some colleagues who were really into it, I know, but I've tried a couple of times and never really been absorbed by it. Of course, I'm not a racing guy either, really. Although I've enjoyed some games. I played F-Zero. What was that called? X or Z or something was the one on the GBA. I played that quite a lot, and I tried, or I mean, I bought and played, and the version that came out on the GameCube as well. But yeah, I got to some difficulty spike on some level, and I just put it away or put it down. I didn't pick it up again. But yeah, I'm getting some of that vibe from it, and it looks really nice, plays well. Being in it in VR is a nice addition to really put you in the atmosphere. And although I thought I would be looking around more than I do, and it's such a quick game that you're really focused on the straight ahead, looking straight ahead, and not so much checking out what's going on next to you. And there's no rear view mirrors either, so there's none of that. But it works really well, looks really good, but I don't know if I'm going to stick with it. I grew tired after a few races. Came in first in the first race straight away. It seems logical. It's just the first race, so they'd probably make it really easy. The second race, I was already in 8th out of 8th the first time round. Then I did it again, and I ended up first, so that was quite a shift. A couple of races later, I was having problems, so I don't know, I lost interest. So I jumped back into Skyrim. Didn't play all that much Skyrim, didn't have all that much time left, just a few minutes, but I did finish up the Staffamagus quest line. We were just, as I thought, one room away from... I didn't finish up the quest line, but I got the staff. We were just one room away from the boss, whatever he was called, M something, some kind of demon ghost wizard character, whatever. I don't think he was really introduced much. Maybe at some point that I was not really listening, but anyway, we took him down. It took a little while, but it wasn't really difficult. I noticed in a couple of battles now that that the Lydia has been starting to attack my Atronach, and I think it's because he has this pound attack that knocks everything around him, or hurts everything around him. It's this area of effect attack. And that seems to aggro her to start attacking him. So at one point I summoned a new one just to cut that out. We had this strange bug also that Serena didn't come into the last room. She was stuck in the room before. And when I came out to see what was going on there, she was standing... weapons ready, just focused on a dead body on the ground. So I think the logic didn't trigger there for her to realize the battle was over when the enemy was killed. So she was just standing ready to hit it again, but it was dead. So it was a kind of funny scene, and you could read into it as it was some kind of post-traumatic stress, something. She was just completely absorbed by this dead body on the ground and at the ready. I don't know if anything else really interesting happened. I mean, there was a mask and the staff. I haven't really investigated. The mask was cool. It makes your magic restore quite twice as fast, which is seems really powerful. I'm gonna probably keep that around for a while. And the staff had some absorbing of life or magic power as well. Like, there was some sword that did that, but this is obviously more powerful. Of course, that's the attack that he's been using throughout the level on me, draining my magic every now and then. But yeah, we just had a few minutes. I'm going to get back into Skyrim, I think. Not likely I'm going to go into Wipeout for a while. I might dip into it every now and then if I feel like racing, but yeah, that's really not my foray. But yeah, that's it for today.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.